Hey, everybody, welcome to episode number 11 of The Big News Show with me, Ben Bailey. We got a hell of a show planned for you guys tonight. Not just myself, but also the lovely and talented Miss Emma Gleason. Sparky the dog will undoubtedly be making an appearance of some sort, if it's just in the words that we speak. We're going to start off live from Vic's Bar, which is how we always start off the show. And from there, we're going to go to a lot of different places. You may find yourself asking yourself the question, if I wanted to go and join the fight in Ukraine, would I take an Uber? If you're a British woman and you're drunk enough, the answer might be yes. That's just one of a few crazy stories we're going to hear about. We are, of course, going to hear from the wise old man on the mountain. We are going to do a lot of movie quotes on this one. I can feel that there's a lot of movie quotes coming our way in tonight's episode. We are going to head down to the virtual comedy club and listen to some basement riffing on a little bit of an oddball subject. We, of course, are going to do Sunday. All that and more. And we are definitely going to do one other thing, and that is have a good time, because this is The Big News Show, episode 11. Let's do it! Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Big News Show, episode number 11. I can't even believe it's episode number 11. We are live from Vic's Bar, and please keep in mind that when I say we are live from Vic's Bar, I do not mean we are live from Vic's Bar. We are currently alive, and we are at the bar, but this segment is being pre-recorded. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Big News Show. I'm Ben Bailey.
I'm Emma Gleason.
What's up, people? We got a new setup. Look at us. Check us out. We're both here together at once. Mm-hmm. There's no getting rid of us ever. We are here. How you doing, babe?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
I'm looking short. I'm looking small. Sitting next to you.
This is the first thing I thought when I thought about making this change was like, people are going to realize just how different we are in size.
Yeah, you're large.
They're going to go, that Ben Bailey is one large man.
I don't know that we're different. I think I'm like normal size, if not a little tall.
Now you're making me feel...
But you're big.
I'm a large man. I don't know if people know how big I am.
Maybe I don't think you know how big you are.
I definitely have no idea. I mean, I know exactly how big I am, but like, I still, like, I could give you the numbers, you know, but I still feel like a skinny little kid.
Yeah.
You know, in my head, that's where I am.
Yeah.
Skinny kid in high school, not super coordinated. But then high school ended, and then I, like, finished growing into a man.
Mm.
Like, for real. Like, I was a kid until I was 18, you know. And then I finally actually started to grow. But, wow, what an interesting place for this to go right out of the gate. Let's start off with something I know people always anxiously await on the show, and that is a cash cab drive-by. It's a cash cab drive-by, folks. You know what that means. It means it's time for you to drink your drink. So please, take a sip of your beverage. Hold it high. And say... Cheers to me. I go through some stuff that I don't really enjoy, so I deserve to have a beverage, and I'm going to have one. I'm drinking a Stella, if you guys can't tell. If you can't tell, I'm drinking a Stella. Emma is looking like a poster for The Big News Show right now.
I totally am.
Drinking out of The Big News Show with Ben Bailey mug, wearing The Big News Show with a Ben Bailey hat. You are really supporting the show.
I am.
For being the smallest person on this show. You are going above and beyond. Cheers, everybody. It's
cheers,
episode
guys.
11. Holy bags of shit. It's number 11 already. I can't even believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it? I can't even believe it.
I'm liking the hat.
I keep thinking about it, and I just can't believe it. Over and over, I think of it, and I go, man, I just can't believe it. It's episode number 11 already. I like the hat, too. I think it looks great on you, baby.
Thanks, honey.
Thank you for being such a team player. I was like, you don't have to wear the hat. And she was like, give me the hat. Actually, I was like, would you mind wearing this on the show? Mm. Yeah, we have a new setup, you guys. I thought it might be nice if we were both in the shot.
Mm.
And that's the whole reason I did it. It's not because it makes it like 1,000 times easier to edit. I was thinking of you and what you guys might want.
Yep.
And I want to say thank you to all of you guys who have subscribed and liked and shared on the tube of Utes, as I call it, YouTube, because it's making a difference.
Mm.
It's making a difference. I just want to let you guys know it's making a difference. It's making a difference. More people are seeing the show.
Yep.
More people are aware of what we're doing here, and we owe it all to you guys.
So I didn't have so many questions last week, but then I put out this week on YouTube that
right.
I need more viewer questions, and now I have a lot. So
oh,
that's
really?
Great.
Like,
yeah.
How many is a lot? Not that I'm afraid of a lot of work or anything.
You always ask me, like...
Well, it's supposed to be an informative
specific
show.
Questions that I don't have specific answers.
I'm sorry. You know what I'm trying to do when I do that, right?
No.
I'm trying to annoy you and drive you crazy. No, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to... If I think of a question, in my mind, someone else who's listening or watching has that same question. So I think, let me see if she has that information.
Well, you know what? If they have that question... They can put it in the comments section.
Oh, you earned this, babe. Blowing it up. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That was fantastic.
If you do have
I really love
a
the
question,
way you spun that.
Put it in the comment section on the YouTube videos. That's where I get these from. And I try to put a little comment in there.
All right. On that note, let's take a viewer question because that's what we're supposed to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is a part of the show where we take a viewer question and we keep it for ourselves.
This question...
We will answer it. We're not just going to take it. We're going to answer it as well.
All right. This question comes from Jewel.
Jewel? The singer?
Not spelled the same way.
Oh, okay. Like the drink, but not spelled the same.
J-U-L...
I'm sorry, babe. That's a movie quote. I'm so sorry. I do it to you every time. I'm like, why don't we do this segment? And then I'm like, nope, we're not doing that. We're doing this other one. Coffee, like the drink, but not spelled the same. Mm-hmm. Actor, character, movie... Actor character will be revealed at the end. Now, back to viewer questions.
All right. Jewel, YouTube username.
Ah, okay.
J-U-L.
Not the one that lived in the van and wrote those beautiful folksy songs.
No, not her.
Okay.
Well,
fine.
Could be.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
I have no idea who's behind these questions.
We're going to find out who's behind it.
She said, asks... Emma, have you ever been on Cash Cab?
Oh, it's a question for you.
And to answer that, no, I haven't been, or had I ever been on Cash Cab? I guess she was thinking maybe we met that way, but no, that is not how we met. I haven't been on Cash Cab. I have.
You're just inferring that might be what she meant. Did we meet when you were on Cash Cab?
Yeah, I mean,
I kind of thought she meant like, did Ben ever hook you up and get you on that show?
Oh. Yeah, no, that wouldn't be well, I guess...
That'd be against game show rules.
Yeah, if I was family...
I think.
I mean, early on when we're dating, it would be a little... It would at least be frowned on if...
It would be frowned upon.
Yeah, if we'd been dating.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But game show rules are law.
They are. The quiz show
yep.
scandal went mm-hmm. to the Supreme Court. So mm-hmm. they are not just law, they are federal law, like... You can't mess around with the game show rules.
No.
They will shut you down.
Very strict.
And I just thought of another movie quote. They're flowing. I'm not going to do it. Some people probably know exactly what it was just by the way I said what I just said.
Ah, interesting.
So, no, Emma has never been on Cash Cab.
No, I haven't. Thank God. I don't think I would. I would be so nervous. Plus,
yeah.
I don't know a lot of the American... history and references and things that would be
That's what
questions.
I was going to say. Yeah, the things are different.
Yeah.
You don't learn the same stuff. That's one thing that we learned making Cash Cab, that I learned when we were making Cash Cab, is that people don't all learn or retain the same things.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of feels like that's the case.
Yeah.
I guess when you're around people that go to the same school and live in the same
right.
area,
yeah.
you guys sort of have this similar knowledge base. And then you get out into the world and you go, wow, It's totally different.
Yeah, yeah.
I was once in the airport in Chicago, O'Hare, and waiting to fly back, and a woman that worked at the airport came up to me and said, are you going to New York? And I said, yeah. No, she said, are you going to New Jersey? And I said, yeah. And she said, is that in New York? And I was like, no. But so it's the extreme case of, you know, people don't always know what you expect them to know.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought it was really interesting that, like, people reached out on social media after the new last couple of seasons started that were on Bravo.
And, Bravo! Bravo! Sorry.
And people were up in arms that the questions were either easier or harder. Like, there was both.
Yeah, they had, like, expectation. Like, it was so hard to write them because you don't know what people know.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, that's a medium. It'd be hard to write an impossible question or a really easy question, but to write questions that are on four different levels or three different levels, and then
they get harder
a fourth
they go along.
With the, you know, sometimes you have a ringer in there in the red light challenge or, you know. But so, yeah, writing questions of different difficulty levels for people that you don't know, it's like, it's really, really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that you're doing the question writing, just to...
No, but I do have veto power. Once in a while, I'll be like, I'm not asking that. It's offensive to me and my people. Giants, I mean. It's offensive to the Giants. And I don't mean the New York football Giants. I mean people who are large.
It's so funny. I'm just looking at the contrast between us again. Someone wrote on the... in the comments last week that that they would like if I filled my screen like you did with yours, but it's just like you had me as actual size.
Yeah, I'm sure that was a fella. One of the fellas like, could you pull in a little bit? Yeah, now down, now move it down.
Stop.
You know how the dudes are.
Oh, you know how the dudes are, more than I do.
Yeah. You're laughing already. I'm going to have you wheezing before we take a break.
I did.
Oh, sorry.
I did do my...
slow it down. Rein it in.
My breathing exercises yesterday. I haven't done them today. So we'll see.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll have to see.
Okay. So do you have... are there more...
there's more to the question.
Oh, there's
more?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. I keep interrupting questions with questions.
And
that leads to more questions and more answers.
There's at least 15 more things we didn't say about it. But, okay. How does it feel when walking around with Ben? Do people stop to ask you to... Do people stop you to ask Ben about Cash Cab? And what is the funniest moment? So yes, people definitely stop us. They don't stop the two of us, they stop him. And God, so many funny moments.
So they're asking what it's like to walk around with me.
Yeah. It's funny because I think the same thing is true for you, but like, I forget that you're famous when we're at home and we're packing the dishwasher. I'm packing the dishwasher and doing laundry and living life.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I definitely would forget anyway. But through COVID either being at home all the time and not going out as much or wearing a mask whenever I did, I am not used to it. And I was just out in a store today and a woman, I saw the look. It's a very specific look. Someone looks at you and they recognize you from TV or whatever. Mm. It's a very specific look they get in their eye and you could tell what it is, right? And I saw it and I went, oh, right. I felt so naked. I was like, oh, my mask.
It's a little late then.
No, I'm just kidding. But it was like, it's happening again. I'm not used to it anymore.
Yeah.
You know? She was like, are you? And I was like, waiting. I want to make sure I'm the person that she thinks I am before I say yes, you know?
And then she says, how do you do all those dirty jobs?
No, but she knew. And she knew my name, which, you know, It's always a surprise when I know. People think my name is Cash Cab Guy, but it's not.
Yeah.
So yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
And you have some funny moments in mind?
We have days. There's days when you get recognized.
Yeah, there's definitely higher and lower visibility days.
Yes. Sometimes.
Sometimes everyone's all over you. And yeah. Other times I feel like I can just kind of cruise. I'm like, people are not really seeing me today. Yep. And I feel like it has to do with my mood and like where I am mentally or emotionally or something.
Yeah.
I know that maybe that sounds a little weird.
You know what? Like I learned this thing during this course I did years ago. There was there's this legend of these ninjas that could throw their energy. Ooh. Like they would like focus on, you know, spreading their energy out with like meditation things, and apparently could like slip into places. And there was a story of this once guy slipping past all these guards and things.
He just like shut his energy down.
Yeah,
and they didn't.
Yeah, threw it far or pulled it in tight, like mentally, and people just didn't. And it's weird. I've tried it.
It's like really you could go out and you can say that.
Yeah, you can sort of like be noticed or not noticed depending on how you're feeling.
Absolutely.
How present you're feeling.
I swear I do that on some level because if I don't want to be seen, I can, as displayed on this shot right now, I'm a large man. and I could just sort of go without anybody really noticing.
Yeah.
But if I'm like feeling happy and open and, you know, whatever, then it comes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Yeah. I mean,
I think, based on what we've discussed here just now, that, that I'm a ninja.
But yeah, there's science around it now. They've started measuring people's like electrical field around their body, and it varies depending on what mental state they're in. And yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
People forget that. Like, that's what makes us move.
Yes.
And do things. Electricity.
Yeah, there's electrical impulses running.
You have this amazing thing inside your skull that can shoot an electrical impulse at the tiniest little parts of your body and make them do very specific stuff.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. You can get like a charge stuck in a muscle. Sometimes a muscle will be cramping. That's
right.
This thing called dry needling that they do is about.
Oh.
It's about putting like an acupuncture needle, acupuncture-sized needle, but it goes in a little further. If you've got a muscle that's like locked, they can put a little needle in and release the charge, give that electrical charge a way out, and they can see it. When it happened to me, I felt it ripple across my back.
Yeah.
It's just like, and I was like, oh.
And then you became a soprano singer.
No, I was just like, I was like, holy shit, my back feels better like instantly. And I was like walking more upright when I left and fantastic stuff. But electrical impulses control like everything that we do.
I'd had a lot of acupuncture done at that point when you had that done. And I hadn't had any dry needling.
Right. It's pretty
pretty
intense, right?
Yeah. And I went to your
to the same place.
Physiotherapist. Yeah. And
it's actually not the same size. The needles are bigger.
Oh, right? they're bigger than the acupuncture needles?
I thought they were.
I know they come in different degrees and widths and stuff, the acupuncture needles. They're like generally like they say like the thickness of a hair. But I know you get different grades.
Of a human hair?
Yeah.
Or a sparky hair. Because we both know all too well those sparky hairs
my God.
Are downright dangerous.
They
could hang stuff on the wall with those.
Hang on. I think you have a sparky hair on your face.
Don't. Careful. You'll cut your finger. Is it really a sparky hair on my face?
It really was.
Oh my God. Hilarious.
That's crazy. I was like, that's just a hair. But no, I think
Speaking of sparky hair. There's one stuck to your face.
I'm pleased.
Right now.
I'm pleased I grabbed it. And it didn't go in your eye.
Yeah, me too. A sparky hair in your eye. You could.
Oh,
wait a minute. Hold on. We interrupt this broadcast with the following breaking news. Coming up, just a few seconds. This news is breaking. Currently, it's breaking. It is not yet broken. Sparky's not howling at all.
He had the most mournful howl.
Oh, before the show, I was like,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God. That
hit
was
your
bad.
Marks, man. What, like, we haven't even started yet.
We're just about to start.
Come on, Sparkle, back.
That one was bad. I had to go up and like see him. Check on him.
This is another easy movie quote. I'm just going to do it because I thought of it again.
Okay.
Movie quote number two is this. Shut it down. Shut it down now.
Oh, I know this one.
I like it when you know them and you get excited.
You?
Yeah.
I like it when I know them too.
What was the first one? I don't remember what it was.
I don't know either, sweetie.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right.
All right, then. So wait, what was the viewer question?
It was just about, oh,
it was weird. What's it like to walk around with me and is like, what are weird, funny...
Yes, weird experiences.
Okay, so the one that came to mind for me...
Okay.
Was when we were in Arcata.
Where's Arcata?
Northern California. We went there and we met a woman who made goat cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But we were in a restaurant... If you remember, and a woman came over and wrapped her arms around my head.
Yes. I have a photo of that. We're putting that
up.
Oh,
my God.
Screen.
We're putting that up on the screen.
Yes.
Look at this. This actually happened. We're in a restaurant, you know. And what's interesting is right before she said, I don't want to interrupt.
No.
I know.
She didn't.
That's a joke.
All right. Okay. But a lot of people...
Because people do say that.
People do say that a lot.
It'd be really funny if she said that right before she latched onto me like a monkey.
You didn't
something.
See her.
No, I did not. All of a sudden someone was grabbing me by the head.
She just like came up from the side and just grabbed you and put her face like this close to yours.
Look at that. I wish we don't have it to look at, but we remember the moment. You guys can see it. We're going to put it up for you during the show.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. I was just like, wow, this is...
In fact, I'm going to mark down when we need to do that.
This is not... Right.
That was a fun trip.
It was. We met some lovely people out there.
We did. And the people that worked on the show were fun. We had a good time.
We met the Dicks.
We did? Is that their name?
Yeah, the people who make Dick Taylor chocolate.
Oh, right, Dick and Dick.
Yeah.
Are they both Dick?
No, well...
Because you'd call them both Dicks. We met cool people at every turn on that show.
I hung out with his wife.
Yeah.
I don't want to say her.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah,
you know.
I hope they're doing well and still making chocolate.
Yeah.
And send us some already.
But
God, it's been years.
Yeah. Two men, last names Dick and Taylor, make the most amazing chocolate.
It is pretty phenomenal chocolate.
They have a store out there. So
yeah,
if you're in the area, stop in and get some of the chocolate, especially if you like dark chocolate. But they make all sorts of amazing chocolates. They had an you can eat everything bagel chocolate or something.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
They had like all the toppings and stuff. Yeah, I spent a long time... Like talking to her about how they make them and stuff in the back room while you were doing all the filming.
Yeah, well,
and
I was
stuff
making
and trying
it. I was working. I was making chocolate. I was trying to eat it as quickly as I was making it.
Oh, that was a great day.
That was really fun, and the goat farm was really fun.
Yeah,
the woman made something out of nothing and created a huge business. I think we've talked about her on the show already. I can't remember, but
if we haven't, and you guys want to know,
what's the name of the cheese? You remember the name?
Cypress Grove. Is the brand.
High-end cheeses. Oh. We went and we met her and we met all the baby goats. And they were so cute.
There's so many of them.
They were
lovely.
Awesome. That was really, really cool experience, that whole show. We met a pig farmer in Minnesota.
That one wasn't quite as fun.
It's the smell.
Oh, my God.
If I think about it, my eyes start to water.
Oh, God. I feel a bit sick on the stomach thinking about it.
We couldn't get it off our clothes, man.
We couldn't get it off our,
skin.
And when were we there the whole day or half day? I don't know.
I feel like we were there like at the end of one
day, and then half
the next.
No, I think it was just one day.
Just one day.
But we got back to the hotel in
one
town
day.
Afterwards, and we took all our clothes off, stripped us.
Put them into plastic bags, sealed them. And then we were just like...
suitcases. We can still smell it on us.
I think it's in my lungs.
We got in the shower. We washed our hair, everything, all our bodies, and we could still smell it. And then I was like, it's in our nose.
Yeah,
and then we washed
it in our noses.
Insides of our noses.
I tried to clean out my esophagus.
Oh, that was the stinkiest, smelliest place.
Oh, it was
brutal.
But that guy did something really cool.
He did.
But I can't remember exactly what it was.
He would take... He
no,
had.
I'm just kidding. That's wheezing. And what's the time? Wheezing at 24:50.
Oh, my goodness. He would...
Now I'm just making notes of everything. I was like, I hate taking notes. And now I'm like, I will mark down every little thing that happens. Giggle about making notes at... He did a really great thing. He took food that restaurants would normally scrap.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he turned it into...
feed.
Feed for his pigs. Mm-hmm. Pig slop.
Yep.
And they were... So he was getting paid on both ends. They were paying him to take the food away. Half what the previous people were taking who had to then dispose of it somehow.
Right.
He was like, I'll do it for this much. I think it was $4 a bucket. And so pretty soon... and. I don't think it really took that long for this to happen. He had all the restaurants in town, and he was collecting so much that he started selling it. So he's feeding all
That's
his pigs.
Right.
He's selling it to the farmers around him. He's supplying them all with a much better grade of feed.
Mm.
He's making money there. Everybody on either end is saving money. And when we were there with him, he had started running his trucks on the stuff. Do you remember? He had trucks running on biodiesel. So it was insane how like low his cost was to run the business and what he was getting back from it.
It was very cool.
Yeah. Smelled.
But I would not want to
horrible.
Live there. Oh my God. Yeah.
I after a while, I think they just don't smell it or anything else. But whew.
Yeah, I think the problem was that the trucks, they would
the
have
problem
to
was
pick
it was
it
a
up.
Pig farm.
Yes, but not only was it a pig farm, they were getting waste and scraps.
Right.
Loading it up in these trucks, and then he'd bring them back, and then he converted the truck so they would then cook the scraps and the waste.
Right, yeah, he sanitized it, sterilized it yeah.
for the pigs,
yeah.
and then give it to the pigs, and then it gets slopped out, and then they walk in it, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, it's not fun stuff.
No, and so...
Pigs are, you know...
Pigs are pigs.
The movie quotes are just flying.
Are they?
Oh, man, I don't eat pork. Pig is a filthy animal. It's good enough.
Yeah.
It's already obvious.
Is it?
I think so.
I think to maybe. I'm trying to remember the rest of that quote.
I'm trying to remember to mark these things down.
Hmm. Oh, gosh, I can't remember.
Pigs sleep and root in shit.
There.
Yeah, but bacon tastes good. Pork chops
taste good.
So by that rationale, if a pig had more personality, would it cease to be a filthy animal? You have to be talking about one charming motherfucking pig. You have to be 10 times more charming than that Arnold on Green Acres.
Who is Arnold on Green Acres?
And there's a perfect example of a reference that might be a question on a quiz show that you wouldn't get here in America. It's from an old show called Green Acres, and they had a pet pig named Arnold, and he was very charming.
Oh.
And delicious, it turned out. So really, he makes both sides of the argument.
Oh, dear.
I can't believe we've done so many movie quotes.
I wrote it down in the other, but you know, I didn't. Anyway. This is the big new show, episode 11, you guys.
Nice.
11 episodes deep we are.
Do you want to know my favorite, it's not specific, but my favorite thing when people come up to you and recognize you is...
Yeah.
And I know Mr. DC Benny likes this too. We've talked about it. the shakers.
The tremblers?
Yeah, the people who come up and they're just like, so it's usually more after you've done a stand-up show.
Mm-hmm.
And they're expecting to see you there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they come up and they're all like, and they're like physically trembling.
The woman today was doing that.
Shaking.
In the store.
Wow.
She was like, ah. She's like, are you? I was like, I kind of smiled and she was like, oh. I was like, bye bye.
Oh, it's just so sweet when they get that excited.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
I didn't run.
Hmm.
I said thank you. I tried to graciously say thank you.
Yeah. The woman in Pottery Barn when we went that day. Looking.
Oh, yeah. Pottery Barn. Yeah, sure. That was kind of crappy, though, wasn't it, or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Well, to start with, her whole body shook, and she, like, she reminded me of my Labrador when we were, like, the way she was, like, and her tail was kind of wiggling and stuff. She was so excited. And then I went back, like, 3 weeks or a month later. It was, like, when we were buying stuff for the house and... wanted to buy lamps, and she was like really crappy to me and like not nice and yeah, just making some inappropriate comments, I think. And I was like, she doesn't remember me and recognize me, but like, yeah, very different personality when I wasn't with Ben.
Mm.
Not the
well, but the, didn't she then figure it out who...
No, I was saying to you...
Oh, I thought
I
at some
said,
point, like,
oh,
we were
and
back
by
there
the
together,
way,
or... Ben, yeah, Ben says hi.
By the way, Ben says hi, you know, and she would be like, Ben who? Yeah.
Oh, can I give you some free coffee or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, maybe, like, waive the charge on the shipping for the, like, that she was charging me for the thing that was supposed to be in the store.
The lamps. It was
yeah.
Those lamps.
Yeah.
Those are some cool lamps, too.
They are.
We're not showing you guys a picture of those. I guess now we have to.
They're cool, but they're not very functional. Like, they're old-fashioned photography.
They look really
lamps.
Awesome.
They look great, yeah. But they're not so good for shining light on things because it's very spot.
Form over function.
Yeah, I didn't realize that when I bought them. Anyway.
Maybe we should take a moment now to tell people that if they want to see me performing live...
Oh.
They could do so.
Yeah, if you want to come up and shake.
Yeah, if you'd like to tremble or not.
And meet Ben.
I'm just typing in the...
if you want a good laugh. Where are you going to be coming up, honey?
I'm going to be in...
I could have brought them up.
Spokane is the next gig coming up. Boom, there we go. Yeah, if you guys want to check them out for yourselves, you can go to therealbenbailey.com. You can see right at the top, it says, I'm back on the road! Spokane Comedy Club in Spokane, Washington. If the Join Our Mailing List thing pops up, please go ahead and join the mailing list. That way we can let you know. Put your zip code in, and you'll only get emails about shows that I'm going to be doing in your area. So that's for your benefit. Summit City Comedy Club, Fort Wayne, Indiana, May 6th and 7th. And this is so funny. This always happens. There was a comment on last week's show, mm-hmm. on last week's episode of the big new show.
Yeah.
That said, come to Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh, like, yeah?
It's like, well, it's right there, man. It's the second gig down. I am coming to Fort Wayne,
okay.
Indiana, and that is May 6th and 7th. Then I'll be at Zany's in Chicago, May 18th through 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zany's Rosemont, which is kind of still in Chicago, but a bit further north.
Right.
That's on the 21st, the Saturday. That's going to be really fun. DC Comedy Loft, July 28th through 30th. Tacoma Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington, August 12th and 13th. Ridley's Comedy Castle, November 11th and 12th. That's in Royal Oak, Michigan. We're coming back, Michigan, I'm looking forward to it. And then Appleton, Wisconsin, December 2nd and 3rd at Skyline Comedy Club.
Nice.
So please come out and check out a live show if I'm anywhere near you. Hopefully we'll have some new gigs to add to that. I've got three or four more in the works, but they're just, you know, they're not solidifying quite as quickly. So if you also, guys, if you go to the top of the website, you can see all the social media icons there. You guys just please go to those, follow me. It always helps us if you guys are following and sharing the stuff that we do. If you go all the way to the right at the top of the page, you can see the Shopify store button. If you click on that, you can go over to the Ben Bailey Comedy Shopify catalog, and there's all kinds of fun stuff in there.
I thought of something I want.
Oh, something that you'd like to have
in
on
the
here?
Store,
oh,
yes.
Oh, fantastic. What is it?
A sleep mask. Oh, there's my hat that I'm wearing.
There's the hat that you're wearing
is
right
that
now.
The right, same one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Nice.
Wow, that's crazy. How could it be there and here at the same time? right next to the oversized mug, which we've sold one of those already. Somebody requested it. I had it set up, and we've already sold one.
Cool.
So what is it that you want
I
to
want
get?
I want a sleep mask.
A sleep? Oh, an eye mask.
Eye mask, yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I couldn't find mine the other night. And
oh, that's a fantastic
few
idea.
Nights and
let's make a note.
I need a new one. It's too big for me anyway. So.
We're gonna add an eye mask.
I already have a note.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what I'd like. So thank you.
Okay, cool. I will add that, babe. There's phone cases, magnets, beer cozies, tote bags, mouse pads, hoodies, bottle openers, everything you could think of. I mean, really, that's not true, but there's some stuff. There's Kowalski's underwear, which I swear I'm going to change the name to David Kowalski's underwear on there. Pint glasses. There's a blanket. And there's actually a couple new things that I really like. We've got, of course, the classic "Your T-shirt Killed My Life" T-shirt, which we've sold more of those than anything else at this point.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
But right next to that, there is a thing that I used to say on the old show: "Be good to each other." There's a T-shirt that says that.
Nice.
And it comes in many, many colors. So you can pick one of those up. There's the Flip Over for Coolness pillow sham. The giant travel mug, the Sparkle Bark jigsaw puzzle, and my new personal favorite, the Keep Your Ass Clean Unisex Heavy Cotton Tee. Keep Your Asses Clean was a theme of working from home. Someone suggested it, and I found a fun way to do it. There's a donkey on it. I feel like any T-shirt that has a donkey on it has a really good chance of being a big seller. Of course, that is based on no data whatsoever. But yeah, so every time you guys make a purchase on Ben Bailey Comedy Shopify page, for each purchase, 1 pound of plastic waste will be pulled out of the ocean, and a percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Share Our Strength, a great charity that helps hungry people right here in these United States, in a similar fashion to the pig farmer. One of those things that they initially did was take food scraps from restaurants that were going to be thrown away at the end of the day and take them and have them brought to local shelters, which was like one of those amazing ideas that was just like sitting right there, you know. It's like, of course this makes sense, you know, but they did it. And it's, I mean, you were reading, this is like a billion something meals or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's crazy.
So awesome.
Yeah.
So happy to be helping
stuff.
Charities like that. And you guys are doing it, you know.
Yeah.
When you guys buy stuff on the site and just the donations that people made through the working from home episodes, awesome.
We raised thousands of dollars.
We really did.
It was wonderful.
So thank you guys for that. And I think it's time for you to toast yourselves again. That's right, folks. It's a cash cab drive-by again. So take a drink of your drink and salute yourself. Say, I deserve to have a drink. For one, I have a drink here in my hand that I paid for or I have gotten by some legal means. And so I deserve it just for that reason, because it's mine, my drink. Cheers, everybody. Thanks for watching with us and all you've done to support the show over the years. I can actually say that because I feel like it's kind of the same show. But it's not. It's big. It's new. It's a show. It's the big new show. And I think we should do something we have not yet done on tonight's episode, babe.
What's that, honey?
I think we should go and explore the world of Emma's weird, wild news. It's weird. It's wild. It's wacky. It's Wednesday. It's weekly. It's worldly. It's the Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News with Emma Gleason.
It is worldly this week. This story is coming to us from Swinton in the UK.
Swinton?
Yes.
That's a place?
Yes.
Tilda? Are you from Swinton,
Not
Tilda?
Not to be confused with Swindon.
Swindon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so from Swinton, UK.
Yep.
We've got some weird, wild, wacky. It's not even Wednesday, but it's all right. Okay, so what's the story, babe?
So, this lady had a big night out with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
It was her friend's birthday. She went out to celebrate.
Right.
And she admits that she had one too many pink gins and shots of Sambuca.
What, one too many of each?
I think she was still drunk when she gave that statement.
You can't have one too many of several different drinks.
I know. It was like one too many pink gins. Oh, okay. Oh, and shots of Sambuca.
I had one too many. Just one too many of pink gins and Sambuca shots and beers and wines.
Yes, I think if you have one too many of every different version of alcohol.
I had one too many of the six beverages I was enjoying.
You end up in quite a state.
Yeah, so she was...
So she was in such a state that she thought that she, as you do, when you have a bit too much to drink, you think you could solve the world's problems.
Yeah, okay.
You get to chatting with your friends. They were chatting about the situation in the Ukraine.
Right.
And she thought that she would go and help. So she ordered herself an Uber to take the 1,700-mile trip from there to the Ukraine. And...
oh, my God. She booked an Uber?
Yeah.
She was so drunk, she booked an Uber to go to Ukraine and fight in the war.
I know what I'll do. I'll just... I will just... I'm just doing... I don't know how she sounded, but just...
Yeah, no, you know, I like it.
But I just tell them that... Just stop.
I'm going to stop this.
They just need... Just don't need to just...
That's
just,
insane. So
just
wait, so...
Stop. I'll just go tell them. So yeah, she booked an Uber. She looked online and she was like, maybe we'll get the XL one for extra comfort.
It's a long ride. It's a long ride.
And
1,700 miles. It starts with crossing the English Channel.
The trip would have cost her 4,500 British pounds. but fortunately, she didn't have the funds in her account and it was declined. So Uber checked.
Don't we feel like the Uber driver might have been like...
I know, like we didn't...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like he's like... Let me just see if I can find out what the odds are of me getting a fare coming back.
Yeah.
I'd say they're pretty freaking good.
It's like they...
All right, let's do it.
She's saying, thank God she didn't have enough money. Apparently, she was a quid short. She was like...
She was 1 pound short.
Maybe. Yeah, that's what she
said. Oh, my God.
So,
she put it in. She tried to book it.
She put it in, and Uber tried to send the transaction through 9 different times. She got a call from her bank going...
The bank was like, this is your bank calling. How drunk are you right now? Hi, this is this is Hong Kong Shanghai Bank. Are you fucking ripped? What are you doing? You're going to take an Uber to the moon?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah, so
wait. How does it end?
She didn't go to the Ukraine.
She didn't go to the Ukraine.
The war is still ongoing because a drunk woman didn't show up to solve everybody's issues. Thank goodness.
She wouldn't have made it. She would have sobered up somewhere in Germany.
Yeah. And I think you're right. I think the Uber driver wouldn't have taken her. I mean, people don't want to take people back to the city from where we are out in Jersey sometimes.
Like, if we look at the map and we knock off drinks from her blood sugar, blood alcohol level, I mean, by the time she gets to Slovakia, unless they're going to go into Poland, like, right. She's going to sober up somewhere. She's going to, somewhere around Slovakia, she's going to be like, you know what? I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah.
Let's head south.
But how crazy is it that, like, that's
that's a geography joke, everybody.
How crazy is it that it even, she was even able to put it in?
I know, like, what address did she put in Ukraine? She must have found some address.
I mean, because, you know.
I'm sure it was a bar.
How many people were just, like, out on a good big night out? I mean, It's a foreign concept to us, but like you could be out at a pub in anywhere in the UK and say, "Oh, let's go have breakfast in Paris."
Yeah, like, totally. You can. That's, you know, the thing about people in the US, I think, don't realize so much. Like in Europe, travel around Europe is kind of similar in scale to traveling around the United States. Like you can go to all those other countries pretty quickly and easily, and you could just drive there.
Yeah, it's smaller,
yeah. But I mean, traveling Europe on the whole is like...
Right, it's like traveling
around
the U.S.
gets much
US
bigger
states.
When you head out west.
Yeah.
Things get much more spread out.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yes. Yeah, when I lived in
Denmark... Want to go have brunch in Brussels?
Yeah, when I lived in Denmark, people there...
Fancy is that?
I did an exchange... after I finished school, I did another year of school in Denmark.
Does that mean a Danish girl went to Australia?
No.
Oh, okay.
But
that's usually what an exchange program is.
Right. My friend who went to New Zealand, she did an exchange like that where she went and lived with a family in New Zealand for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl from New Zealand came and lived with her for 3 months
right.
or thereabouts and went to school with us, which is cool. But this was just families who thought they would get a free au pair.
that's not how it was sold to you, but that's
no,
what it ended up as.
Yeah, in the beginning. That wasn't how it was meant to be. And people came in and yanked me out of there in the end when they
you,
found
right?
out what was going on.
Yeah. Well, that's awful.
Yeah, but it was a little bit of out of the...
There's something...
Out of the fry pan into the fire.
Right.
But that's a long...
Because they had their other issues, right?
Yes. Long story for another
day.
It's
kind
of
funny. It's almost... It reminds me of like a Roald Dahl story. Like, here, this young girl is like whisked off to an exotic foreign land, but no, they just want you there to work.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so not cool.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like that for everybody who was there.
No.
But, no. Yeah, but that's a whole long story for another day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when I was
there... For another show, maybe.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
When I was there, my English teacher, who's teaching everybody their English, asked me to give a talk one day. And about Australia and where it's from. And everybody was asking, like, oh, where have you been in Australia? Have you been, like, you know, asking
You're like,
me
you
all
guys don't know any places in Australia. Shut up.
But I had, like, you know, a slide, a projector image that we put up so everybody could see. And, you know, I'd say, oh, we go to Queensland for holidays, or we did when I was a kid. And
Land of Queens.
And we'd been to... Tasmania, and they're like, oh, you know, what's Perth like? And I'm like, I haven't been there.
You're like, did I say Perth?
But they would sort of say, but they were like, oh my God, you haven't been everywhere in your own country. And
were they critical of you for that?
They, yeah, yeah.
People in Europe gave me a hard time about Americans not traveling. I'm like, I'm in Europe right now. And
right.
You guys are like, what are you talking about? I'm here.
Yeah, well, but the scale is the thing. And so I would show them on the map. I measured somehow, I can't remember how, beforehand and tracked, you know, how many kilometers was it?
Right.
Yeah, it's not like for us to drive. It was a two-day drive to go, you know, to Queensland on vacation.
Right, it's further away than anything in their country.
Yes, and I was saying that was like you guys driving from here into Africa, if you could keep driving.
And
they were like, oh, we've never driven to Africa, like, you know, to go away on holiday. So they were like, okay, this is not like just popping into Germany, which is right next door, or maybe continuing
it's
on
so
through
huge.
To Belgium.
It's so huge and empty, Australia. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's a lot
it's
of...
It's just unbelievably
in
large.
The middle.
Yeah. Mm. My buddy Steve Hughes, a comedian, we were friends in Scotland together doing the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and he said he had a bit about the size difference, and it was, you know, there's blokes in Australia that could mow Scotland. Like, it's so small. Some Australian dude would just get out there with the mower and...
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's that show on TV now that I was telling you about. Like, my dad worked for the Department of Health when I was growing up, and a lot of what they oversaw was I've gone blank now. I'm thinking of School of the Air. That's not it. That was some of my friends went to school via radio when we were kids.
Because it was so remote?
Because it's so remote. It's too far for them to get to a school.
So what kind of a radio? Like a ham radio?
That's a really good question. I don't know if it is.
But they were just listening and like taking notes and...
Yeah, it's like...
Wow.
Yeah, they would register with their
teacher
each day.
That's kind of like online schooling the kids have gone through with COVID, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Without the video aspect.
Yeah, so a friend of mine, she went School of the Air up to fifth grade and then came to my school in sixth grade so she could be used to being at school with other people, because the most she was ever with anyone else was when she and her older sister were doing school together.
Right.
And then after that, went to Sydney to boarding school because, you know, School of the Air is well and good, and that's all that, you know, a lot of people ever have, but her parents could afford to send her to boarding school and get her.
So this is like a floating school you're talking about, the School of the Air. What's School of the Air?
It's doing school from home over the radio.
Oh. I'm like, what's School of the Air? I could not figure out what you're talking about. And
oh,
that's what
sorry.
You mean.
Sorry, yes.
No, that's right.
Yes.
It's one of those little things.
And I was thinking about the show.
School of the Air. I was like, it's hovering above.
Right.
Okay.
And some of my friends from the boarding school that I went to in Sydney for a couple of years would, you know, they had planes on their properties and...
They had airplanes?
Yeah, to get around them because...
Right, because it was 1,000 miles.
They're so remote and like, you know, where I lived, kids would learn to drive when they were very young to get around their property. So there'd be an old beat-up car, and one of my friends, she would put her dolls and stuff in the car and drive them around when she was little because, you know, it's not unusual to know how to drive a car when you're 10.
Yeah. My grandmother learned how to drive when she was 12. Mm. She was on a farm. Mm. It was like, you need to be able to drive.
You have to.
You can't get anywhere.
Yeah, that...
And they can't just be driving you around all the time.
Yeah. And if you need to go get the mail, and it's
a... It's
several miles to the
away,
mailbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get the mail. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. And in order to be able to help out with chores and stuff, and my dad and his brothers would all have to take turns driving and stuff so they could drive the ute, and then you can bale the hay off the back to the sheep or cattle or whatever.
What is a ute?
That's a great quote.
They are just flowing today.
Hmm.
I don't know why, but yeah, that's a...
I don't know if there's any days when your movie quotes don't flow.
Yeah, you're right. I tend to think of... I see things in terms of movie quotes,
yes.
Really.
Yes.
But that's a great one. Love that movie.
We love that one.
Movie.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I just got to make a note here, everyone.
People don't realize, even people in Australia don't really realize how spread out things are in the outback, and because the land is so dry, you need a lot of it to be able to farm to,
right,
to, you know, grow.
That's kind of like the American West. People don't realize how big it is. Like if you grew up on the East Coast or in the Midwest, you don't really know until you drive further west. Then you go, wow, these states just get huge out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge, wide open territory.
Yeah.
Very few people.
Oh, and that drive, I forgot that I was telling you guys about, up into Queensland, only just got us across the border into Queensland.
Right.
Like from New South Wales. So, you know, we were like halfway up the state or more, you know, a couple of days of driving, an overnight stay like you guys would have when you go to see your grandma.
Yeah. 2 days of driving.
Yeah. And then we would cross over into the next state for our holiday. So, right. And I'd show them, is this a little bit on the map of, you know, the country like this? And
right.
That and takes like, you as far as into the top of Africa. And they were like, okay, no wonder you haven't been everywhere.
And that kind of blew their minds.
Mm.
Yeah. Because I would have had to spend my entire life up until this point going everywhere.
Yeah.
Pretty insane.
Mm. Cool.
All right. I think maybe it's time to do another drive-by. It's a cash cab drive-by, folks. That means it's time to take a drink of your drink. Hold it high and toast yourself and others around you. You've been keeping your asses clean, haven't you? You've been being good to each other. If you have, maybe you should buy a t-shirt that says so. And if not, maybe a t-shirt should kill your life. Either way, it's Cash Cab Drive-By. Cheers to you guys. Thanks so much for hanging with us on the big new show, for all your support so far. Please, if you haven't already, subscribe and like and share if you don't mind, please.
Share if you don't care.
Share if you don't care, give us a share. It's not a good slogan.
No.
Yeah. If you do care.
Share if you care.
Share, but just share, please. Share.
Sharing is caring.
Yes, that's what they say. Sharing is caring.
Cool.
And caring is sharing. Do we have other segments that we do sometimes on the show?
We do.
What are they? Does anybody know? I think maybe we'll take another viewer question.
Okay.
This is the part of the show where we take a question from a viewer.
Oh, this one.
And we answer it.
This is interesting. It's so funny how the questions just sort of play into what we end up talking about.
Oh, really?
And
this sort of fits in?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they call that? Serendipity.
Nice. We're having a lot of serendipity today, I think.
Tonight's program is very serendipitous.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
the island originated in the island of Serendib.
There you go.
Now known as Sri Lanka. Because things just seem to fall into place there.
Why do you think that is? Do you think it's a slower pace of life?
Maybe. Maybe there's some...
I feel like if
they have some really good beverages, you know, that make people loosen up and
feel good. Right, that's the part of the world.
I don't know what the accent that
beverages.
Was.
Beverages. No, I'm not...
That was like people are on vacation and they're getting drunk. And they're like, I fell in love. What a coincidence.
No, that's the part of the world that marijuana is from, right? Originates?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
I do not know the answer to that. If we had a producer, we could be like, why don't you look that up right now?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't, so we'll never know.
We're our own producers right now.
It's totally true.
All right.
Wearing a lot of hats, not just the one.
Oh. Okay.
All right, another viewer question.
Okay, from Elizabeth Fahey.
Fahey, hello. I wonder if she's wearing a Sparkle Bark hoodie while she sent us this question.
Nice.
Or if she's outside looking up at Mount Humphrey.
Nice.
And wondering if that dummy is stranded up there again. What's up, Elizabeth Fahey? What is your question?
She says, I know you guys have traveled a lot to a lot of different places, but I'm wondering if there is a destination that you have always wanted to go that you have never had the chance to go to yet.
Hmm.
For work and or for fun.
For work and or for fun.
And this question is for the both of us.
Oh, it's for the two of us.
Mm.
All right, well, we're going to have to take a couple of weeks to convene. We'll get back to yous. Is there a place that I always wanted to go to Hawaii, but did that.
Yeah.
That was on my list for quite a while. I have performed at this point in all 50 of these United States.
Wow.
Which I've said that exactly the same way now twice on the same show. These United States, having not said those words in that order in years. For some reason, I've said it twice on tonight's show. And most of those were places I wanted to go where, you know. Not all of them, but I don't know. Is there a place that you would still like
I
to go?
I always wanted to go to the Maldives and like stay in one of those little huts.
And after that, we can go to the Maldives. I don't know which one it is. It's just one of those things. It's tomato, tomato.
Yeah, people say it differently.
I would love to go there, too. That's a great answer.
Yeah, those huts that sit out over the ocean on the stilts.
Yep.
And that just looks beautiful and perfect. But there are a lot of other places in the world where they have that. I have since discovered.
Tahiti?
Yes, and I went to Tahiti. I was lucky enough to
go. Bora Bora?
Yes, I went to, that's where they had the huts. We took the ferry over to Bora Bora.
Right. Who would have thought those, like, very simple, basic dwellings would be such an attraction to people all over the world?
Oh, just so amazing.
They're at their homes with, like, conditioned air and running water and, like, every possible thing. And then they're like, let's go live in a hut that's right above the water. I mean, it just looks, something looks very idyllic about those.
Idyllic and romantic and just very, you know.
Hot and muggy. Didn't mean to blow that up on you, babe.
Wow. Yeah.
We didn't even get to hear that, but I just blew it up.
I saw. So that would be pretty great. Tahiti is like right. Like Hawaii, right between Australia and the US. So if you ever are flying to Australia, check out flights. I don't know if they still do it, but...
if you're going from here, you mean? It's a good place to stop over?
Yes, it's a great place. If you can get a flight with Air Tahiti, it was awesome. We were looking...
Tahiti.
Yeah, when I went
back.
That
inspires confidence.
One time, and the flights were too expensive. Well, weren't too expensive, but like to fly with Qantas or American Airlines or anything else.
The freaking movie quotes. Qantas never crashed.
I feel like I can't say anything without a movie quote coming out.
I know, right? We're having some issues with our...
you can do it for them.
Yeah.
So
Qantas never crashed. I feel like people know that just by the voice.
It ended up being the same price, I think, to fly, maybe a little bit cheaper, to fly with Air Tahiti and do a stopover in Tahiti. They do it that way, you know, because it brings tourism.
Right.
Yeah. And
that's smart.
You know, and to add in the like a 4-day or 4-night stay was the same price as like flying direct. So it was like, who's not going to stop in Tahiti?
Yeah, let's go to Tahiti, man.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I don't know. You remember when we were in Boise, Idaho, and we got delayed going to Chicago to film my last stand-up special? We were in Boise. I had a corporate gig in Boise.
Okay,
we boarded a plane in Boise to go to Chicago to shoot the special. We flew a day early just in case there was trouble, so I wouldn't miss the filming of the special I was producing and doing everything on myself.
Right.
Turned out to be a great move, because that day there was a weird, wacky news item. A guy that worked in the air traffic control tower at O'Hare in Chicago got the news that he was being transferred to Honolulu. And he got so angry that he lit the room on fire. He poured gasoline around the room and lit the room on fire.
It's so crazy.
Like crippling air traffic around the world.
Oh, my God.
Because he didn't want to go to Honolulu from Chicago.
Just like maybe go visit and see what it's like. Like, I wonder if he'd...
I mean, if that's your first... You got to wonder how, if the human resources department is not doing their job. If,
oh, clearly not.
If your first line of defense is to light the place on fire.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that guy didn't feel like he had anyone he could talk to about it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly.
Hawaii?
Like, swap with anyone.
Where it's going to be warm and sunny and... No, fuck you, man. I'm burning this place to the ground.
He must be one of those people that, like, hates the heat and loves the cold. I don't know. I want to know why.
I want to know why, too.
What was the big issue in Hawaii?
Are we stuck in Boise, Idaho? Which I really enjoyed Boise, Idaho.
Mm.
I thought it was quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all right.
I didn't...
Kind of surrounded by sort of low mountains. I don't even know if you'd call them mountains.
Yeah.
They're more like big rolling hills.
Yeah.
Speaking of mountains, let's see if we can get the wise old man in here for a second.
I remember I used to come up here with my friend Bobby, and we would light off fireworks like all the time. It was our favorite thing to do. We'd just come up here. We'd light little fires in the sand, and we'd light off fireworks. And we had some Playboys, I think. We had a box, like a shoebox, with some Playboys stashed in it. You know, some magazines. And we would come up here, and we would light stuff on fire, and we would shoot our wrist rockets off, and we would look at the Playboys, you know. And then we would come back alone and look at them. At least I did. I don't know about the other guys, you know. They're not around anymore, so I guess I could come clean. Yeah, I used to come back and look at the Playboys alone. And I know it was a secret stash. We weren't supposed to do that or nothing, but I kind of feel like we were all doing it. You know, it was the only access that we had to that type of thing. So, yeah, we used to come up here and we'd shoot our wrist rockets. We'd break what we could find, you know, bottles or whatever, cans. We'd light small fires. We'd, you know... Once in a while, we'd have a beer or two. I mean, we were kids. We didn't know. So, but if we found them, you know, or we were able to get some adult to give them to us through blackmail, then we would. So, and then we'd come up here and we'd drink a few. You know what I mean? We'd have a couple of beers. We were like 12. It was fine. We'd come up here. We'd drink beers. We'd sit by the fire that we built illegally in the protected dunes. And we would look at the pictures in the magazine, you know, and... You can fill in the blanks. It was a fun, it was a good time. They were good times back then, all right? Don't judge me.
None of that is based on actual events. I didn't have Playboys and a wrist rocket hidden in a box in the woods when I was a kid. It's fiction, I tell you. Fiction.
Very good.
It is fiction. Wise old man. Always good for a laugh. And that was right around... And we're an hour and 5 minutes into the show.
Wow.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Cray cray.
It's been quite fun so far.
Good.
I'm having a good time.
I'm having
fun
too.
Are you having a good time?
Yeah,
I like the new setup. I hope you guys like it, viewers. Listeners, you don't know what I'm talking about because you're just listening. Viewers, if you don't like it, sorry, too bad. This is what we're doing. I feel naked without my buttons to push now. I had everything ready. The buttons, you guys aren't going to be able to tell this, but the buttons have malfunctioned and it feels like old times.
So
let's do another news story.
I'm pretty sure you have another news story. Yeah,
right?
I do.
All right. I'll try it. It's not going to work, but I'll try it. Yeah, everything's playing at like 10 times the speed that it's supposed to play. So right now the intro is playing and... I should be doing the vocals. It's weird, it's wild, it's wacky. It's Emma's Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News.
All right, part two.
Part two.
Okay, so a 30-year-old man was driving a truck across the Mexico border.
Okay.
Into the U.S.
Back into the U.S. from Mexico.
Yep.
Okay.
An American man. Mm-hmm. And he got pulled over for inspection. And
He had an expired inspection sticker?
No.
That's the worst. Oh, just to be inspected. They stopped
He's
him
driving through customs across the border. Yeah.
Right.
The agent sort of thought he needed a little further investigation. So they got him out of the truck and they searched him. And they found some surprising... things on him. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, on him or in the truck they found this stuff, you mean?
No.
No, okay.
No, I mean,
oh my God.
They found these items.
What am I looking at?
On him.
Are you guys, all right, everyone, look at this picture and tell me what you think you're looking at.
Okay, so the border agent said, smugglers will try every possible way to get their products, or in this case, live reptiles,
across that's what I thought
the border.
Oh my God!
He had 9 snakes.
Okay.
And 43 horned lizards tied up in small bags, concealed in his jacket, his pants pockets, and his groin area. These were all on his body.
Oh my God. Give me the, I need those numbers again. 9 snakes.
52 live reptiles in total.
A total of 52 live reptiles on his person.
Yes.
While he's driving a truck.
Yes.
Okay, I want to say this. Hats off to the guys doing that inspection, that they inspected the truck and then they were like, or I don't know what order they did it in,
know.
But like they found all this stuff on, like,
I don't know. I mean,
maybe he was like a little, they're like,
yes,
do you have anything to declare?
Like,
he's like, no.
You know, they're
nope,
all like,
I'm totally
wiggling.
Like, ah, get him out.
Why is your jacket wiggling and jumping and moving? Like, these poor animals.
Oh my God.
A bunch of them are endangered species. So,
I misunderstood. I thought they had all hired him to sneak them into the United States.
No, they weren't coming willingly. So all these different agencies,
man,
have to get involved.
Horned lizards.
He got arrested.
And he didn't get to bring any of them in.
There's another picture there of the horned lizards like coming out of a box. Can you imagine putting them in like ventilated bags?
Those things are so cool.
And putting them, yeah, they are, but putting them in your jacket pocket,
no,
let
no,
alone
no.
your pants pockets, let
maybe
alone,
just real quick for a photo with their head sticking out.
I don't. I like lizards. I don't have major issues with snakes.
I don't really know any lizards.
But wow, I would not be up for that.
No, 54.
52.
I'm trying to make it a better story. 75 reptiles
you
she had
you
in one bloody
to.
Pocket. Oh, I know.
It's unbelievable enough.
It is incredible.
Yeah.
Do we know, I have to assume that his intention was to sell them as pets in the U.S. because he would be making money.
Yeah,
like,
must
you could
have
probably,
been.
I wonder what, I don't know what a horned lizard goes for these days. Or any other days, for that matter.
Yeah, and I don't
know.
Never
did.
I don't know if they're endangered or if it's the snakes, but like some of them are endangered.
Some of them
species.
Are endangered, so
yeah.
Then he's in trouble on that level.
Oh yeah, he's in trouble on so many different levels.
Wow.
For this. So he's in jail now.
Oh yeah, I'll bet he is. I wonder. I wonder if he had done it before, and if he like.
Oh, that's a good question.
If he had made, this is like his 12th run, and he's made $100,000 selling endangered species.
Wow. It's crazy. I did, you know what, when
that's
I
insane.
When I first
it's so weird that he had them on him. He's got a whole truck.
Yeah.
But he's got them like right on him.
Yeah, I think he just thought they weren't gonna
Right, they'll never expect that he would have lizards. They'll never expect me to be hiding reptiles on
yeah,
my person.
Just look in the trunk.
And his friend's
or...
like, dude, they might not be looking for reptiles specifically. They They might be looking for drugs, in which case, that's the first place they're going to check. Oh, shit. Now you tell me.
Oh, gosh.
It'd be funny if he was like, the truck was actually hauling like aquariums and lizard tanks. Oh. I mean, I guess it wouldn't be funny. I thought it would be. You just froze.
I'm like, why? Would he put them in there? But then they'd...
Yeah, then it would be obvious. Sometimes you take the joke so literally that you just miss the funny part, which
Sorry.
Is like he could have had a much better place to put them than in his pockets or under his shirt or in his pants.
Well, any place is better.
Any place is better. A cooler.
Yep.
A cooler. Here's an idea. Put like a false bottom in a cooler and put some...
Don't give the...
He's in jail. He's not listening.
I know, but like don't give the other stupid criminals ideas.
Why? I want them to get caught so we have more news items.
Would you send a memo to the border enforcement agents? Check the false bottoms and the coolers as well at the same time.
Yeah, we'll make sure that we're on the right side of this thing.
Mm.
Wow, crazy. 52 live reptiles on his person,
yeah.
Which is a fun... I like those, you know, the wording, on your person. What do you have on your person? I'm like, I don't know. Ask my person. I like the wording of it.
You have a hat on your person, I think.
Yes, so that makes you're my person.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hat and a pair of headphones.
Nice.
And some clothing.
Thankfully.
Yes.
Cool.
I kind of felt like I was fighting myself on that one, you guys. So I'm going to try to play that video, and it's not going to work. And then it's going to play super fast.
Oh, that looks hilarious. I've never seen you move so fast.
Now we have to play that for them.
Mm.
Don't fight yourself, you guys. Take the path of least resistance.
Nice.
And do the stuff that you know is good for you. Right? If you know you should go to bed by a certain time, try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Don't eat stuff that's bad for you when you're trying not to. Don't fight yourself.
Who's the bedtime note for?
Anyone. Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. These are all for everybody.
Oh. I'm just being playful, honey.
Right, you're saying that I should be using it on myself, is what you're saying.
I thought it might be for me.
No, it's for everyone. This is a segment where we show people how to remind people how to treat themselves well, which they should be doing. Don't fight yourself.
Don't fight me.
It's for me and for everyone.
Okay. All right. Do we need some good news?
What do you mean?
Have
you some news?
I have one more news story.
You have another news story?
If you want, like a good
Yeah, we
news
can do
story.
That. We could do a news story.
Okay.
This
one comes from New Zealand. It's a story.
All right, it's a weird, wild, wacky Wednesday Weekly World News story from New Zealand. The newer of the Zealands. There's an old one, it's in Holland. It's just called Zeeland,
mm-hmm.
And it's quite flat. Whereas the new one is quite mountainous.
On one of the islands, I believe.
Mm.
So, anyway.
There's some place I'd like to go.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, I'd like to go to New Zealand. I've never been there.
That's cool.
And that's where this next news story comes from.
Okay, so New Zealand had a national holiday.
Okay.
Waitangi Day.
Waitangi Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And as with national holidays in most places, the libraries were closed.
Okay.
But this one particular library in Christchurch has these automatic doors. And even though the library was closed, something happened with them. And as we know, with technical issues, things can go wrong.
Right. So they were just opening?
The automatic doors malfunctioned, yes. So they just opened all day.
Mm.
So 380 people came in and used the library that day because the doors just opened when people came up and they went on in. And
oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
And
that's got to be like half the people in the town. How big is Christchurch? Is it a city?
Oh, Christchurch, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
like, that is a lot of people. I was picturing a small town.
No. Christchurch is a major city.
Okay.
One of the biggest cities in New Zealand.
Right. So it has 20,000 people in it?
No.
I'm just kidding.
I'm sure it's a
Sorry, New Zealand. It's a joke about how few of you there are. Okay. Wow. That's awesome. Kind of.
Yeah. I think Christchurch might be the biggest. I'm not 100% sure about that.
We'll get a producer on it.
So, and also they have self-issue machines to borrow the library books with. And so 147 library books were issued.
Wow.
There was no theft.
It's amazing.
None of the alarms went off at any stage because nobody tried to like take a book without like borrowing it properly.
Scene from a movie or something.
This
is really interesting.
There was no damaged. The biggest thing that happened was that there was one There was a note left by a very disgruntled library customer who said that they couldn't find a librarian anywhere.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, yeah.
Because the librarians were at home with their feet up.
Yep. Their note said, no librarians in sight. That was a big complaint.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
The librarians must have started to feel a bit superfluous after that.
I know. Like, I'd be like sweating it a little if that was my job. You know.
Well, I guess they're required for putting the books away and
somebody's got to put them back.
Yeah. Cleaning things, but it's amazing. You know, I always say I think there's so many more good people in the world.
Oh, it reminds me of another movie quote, everybody, and that is. Don't you know the Dewey Decimal System? And it's probably not what you think.
Interesting.
If you don't know it, it's probably not what you think.
Okay.
I hope I can remember all these movie quotes that I've put out here. I don't think I can, actually. I think I've forgotten one already.
There you go.
That's a really crazy, crazy story.
Yeah.
So
I
the
loved
library
that
is supposed
one.
To be closed, but the automatic doors didn't get the memo.
Yep.
So it was open.
Yeah.
And there were, like, no issues.
No issues at all. So cool.
Because people just checked books out. And
yeah.
People that returned them just, like, put them in that little plunk, that little slot.
Yeah, I guess.
There's probably not stats on that. Interesting, though.
There wasn't.
So cool.
Yeah.
Really, I really cool. like that. That's a very, very positive feeling.
Right.
Yeah, nobody... I mean, it's largely because no one really realized that they were completely unsupervised, right?
Yeah.
Maybe if they had, they might have been like, well, take a book out and put it back in, like four books down. Ah!
I also love that so many people were using the public library, you know,
yeah,
on
that
a given
was
day.
A much higher number than I expected.
Yeah.
Granted, I was underestimating the population grossly, but still, pretty cool. You know what I think we should do, babe? I think we should hit warp speed here for a second, real quick. That's the noises you make, guys, if you hit warp speed. Hurry for warp speed. It feels like warp speed. We're an hour and 20 minutes into this thing.
Wow. All right. Does that lead us into the national days?
Not yet, because we have not visited the local club.
Oh.
The local club of comedy.
Oh.
And I think we need to do that
Alrighty.
Real quick. I feel like inflection is very important, because you want people to be able to understand what it is that you're trying to express. And if the inflection isn't right, it can be confusing. Like, for example, you might be enjoying some toast. You might just be eating some toast and enjoying some toast and thinking to yourself, this is some good-ass toast. But when you go to express that to people, if you're not paying attention and the inflection is incorrect, it could come out differently, leaving people in a state of confusion. Right? If you're walking along eating toast and you say this, this is some good-ass toast, people are going to be confused. Because what is ass toast? And how could it be so good with a name like ass toast? How could it be so good that you're exclaiming to total strangers how good it is? Now they want to know. You've gone. You and your ass toast have moved on. But these people are wondering, did that guy say he's eating ass toast and that it was good? Now they want to know, what is this ass toast and where do I get some for myself? Now they're looking. People are actively pursuing ass toast. Which shop did he come out of? And this is America. You can bet people that if there is a demand for something, it is not long before there is a supply. So if people start looking for ass toast, pretty soon somebody's going to start providing ass toast. Now people are selling ass toast. And other people are buying ass toast. And they're eating it. People are buying and selling eating ass toast. And you know what they're thinking when they're eating that ass toast? They're thinking, this is some good ass toast. By the way, that formula also works for the terms tight ass pants and sweet ass molasses.
It's such a weird one. I know you've heard me actually do that one in clubs. Good ass toast.
Yeah.
It's a fun one.
Not
it's
in
about,
a while.
It's about the riding, folks. It's about the riding, really.
Nice.
But yeah, it's always nice to take a trip down to the basement, to the virtual comedy club in the basement, and do a little bit of riffing on who knows what, anything from anything. But now I think it's time for us to learn what the holidays, the national holidays are, which means it's time for Sunday.
All right.
Okay, so what holidays have we got today?
So we have New Beer's Eve.
New Beer's Eve?
Yes.
Oh, I like that. That's kind of fun. What does that mean? Do we have a meaning?
Yep. It's the day that Prohibition ended.
Oh, nice.
And back in 1933.
I was going to say, I was going to guess that. 1933.
Oh, nice.
New Beer's Eve.
Yeah.
The Volstead Act.
Found this out recently when you were reading to us about it, that Prohibition went from 1920 to 1933. That's a long time.
Longer in some states.
Right. Yeah.
I don't have any specifics at all. I'm just pulling that right from the article that we read.
But
but yeah, it's a long time. I don't think people realize it was 13 years.
Yeah, President Roosevelt ended Prohibition in 1933, and so we celebrate New Beer's Eve and our ability to grab a beer and toast with it. But I think, you can drink whatever you like. So,
are you saying we should have a cash cab drive-by within Sunday?
Wow.
I think we have to now. It's time for you to drink your drink. You heard me, folks. It's another cash cab drive-by. No excuses for not drinking tonight. All right, new beer. And besides, it's New Beer's Eve.
Yes, indeed.
I like it. I really like that one. I like it so much, people are going to start to wonder if I've got an alcohol problem. I keep saying I like it. I like it. New Beer's Eve. Okay.
Okay. And then we have National Sorry Charlie Day.
National Sorry Charlie Day.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry Charlie.
Okay, so you know it. It's
It's from a tuna fish commercial.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So I wasn't familiar. I have seen the newer version of Charlie, the starkest tuna,
right,
on TV. But he started out in 1961.
Charlie the tuna.
Yes.
Charlie Tuna as the spokes tuna.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he
so funny.
What?
Sorry, go ahead.
Why?
It's just funny because I had forgotten all about it.
Yeah, yeah. So he's still going strong. I think he took a small break, but he's back and he's in commercials. But Charlie was the tuna that never got selected, and so Sorry Charlie Day is a day to pause and reflect on the rejections we've faced.
Oh, great! Yeah, that sounds like fun. There's so many to choose from.
But yeah, this woman started Sorry Charlie Day because she had admiration for how Charlie the tuna had this remarkable attitude in the face of rejection.
Oh, now that is awesome.
Yeah. And
he was like, it's okay. I'll find a home one day. I'm like, dude, they're going to eat you.
You're better off being rejected.
Yes, this is what you want.
And this is the thing people say. This one doctor was saying that every time he thought he was being rejected from something good, it actually turned out that he was being redirected to something better. And so sometimes we can look back in the future with hindsight and say, you know what? That wasn't meant to be for me. I went somewhere better.
Took me to a better place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
National Charlie Tuna Day.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's weird. It's really weird. I love it. It's weird. That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. But studies have shown that time and time again that mentally strong people push through rejection.
Hmm.
And it's about how you see rejection a lot, your attitude towards it. So
interesting.
National
All right,
cool. Sorry Charlie Day.
So New Year's Eve, National Sorry Charlie Day, mm-hmm. and...
And then National Acai Bowl Day.
Acai Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Acai!
Acai bowls are Brazilian dessert-inspired breakfast. I find that funny.
I think it's funny because I always say acai that way, and it's just not Brazilian at all. The way I say it, the way I imagine the word, it was Asian,
yes.
Japanese or something.
Yep.
Interesting. That's where acai bowls came from, is Brazil.
Yes. Yeah. Acai is a...
acai.
A Brazilian rainforest berry.
Right.
That's incredibly nutritious.
Super, super nutritious. It's a superfood.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny.
And it's got a cape and it flies around and protects people.
It's kind of funny to me that an acai bowl is a Brazilian dessert, but like...
Right. It's a dessert.
But here, it's like, breakfast.
And you first said that, didn't register.
That's what I was laughing at.
It's a dessert. In America, it's a breakfast.
Yeah.
It's kind of fitting, I guess.
Yeah, it's one of the things that when I came here, it took a bit of adjusting to, is just how sweet things are here.
Yeah.
And
you're like, you say savory, and people are like, what's that?
Really?
What does that mean? Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's like a category that people don't think of here.
Ah, didn't know that.
Mm.
There you go. Yeah, so like when I'm saying like French toast to me is a savory dish.
Right.
It's salty.
Australian French toast.
Yeah, it's not sweet.
That's what we call it around here.
Yeah, and many Australians.
So good. I've totally adjusted to it.
Yeah.
Like American French toast is dessert.
Yes.
It is cinnamon, sugar, maple syrup,
mm-hmm.
butter, like.
Yeah.
The savory French toast is great. I love it.
Yeah.
It's really good and much healthier.
Yeah. Won't give you diabetes. You could eat it every day.
You could eat it every day. It's not loaded with sugar.
And it took me a while when I first came here to like find a cereal that wasn't like loaded with sugar. And
it's impossible.
Yeah.
Like we have a couple that are pretty good now, but they don't have no sugar.
Mm.
They have some.
Yeah.
Yeah. A low sugar cereal that tastes good is like, it's a little bit rough.
Mm.
It's hard to find them around here. Sorry if I interrupted
you. No, it's fine. And sugar like comes in surprising things, like things that I don't think like need sugar. And shouldn't have sugar, like bread.
Yep.
Like
it's in everything, right?
So strange to me, like
ketchup.
Yeah.
Some ketchups are very high in sugar.
Yeah.
Most of them.
I can't compare because I didn't eat ketchup. I stopped eating tomato sauce, as we call it, when I was a kid.
Right.
So, yeah, probably pretty sweet at home too.
But, yeah, I would guess. It's just part of it. But it's also got a lot of salty flavor in it. So you don't really notice. People don't realize they're eating a lot of sugar when they're eating ketchup.
Yeah. Cool. Anyway, so if you are looking for something sweet, I like making them at home because you can make them so they're not sweet.
Right. Where do you get your acai? Grocery stores have it.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what else do you put in there? Fruit, the berries.
I blend it with fruit, banana,
different kinds of fruit.
Yeah, whatever you pineapple, whatever you like.
Nice.
Yeah,
I know you love those.
Yeah, they're good.
Me, an ice cold fruity breakfast. Nothing sounds good to me.
When we were in Hawaii, that's when
I know. Loved. Yeah, that's when you discovered them. But you've eaten them since.
No, I had them before that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, when I first lived in Queens. Well, acai smoothies. Anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
I like a nice smoothie for breakfast. Cool. Once it starts to get warmer out, I don't like to drink frozen beverages in the morning in the winter when it's 5 degrees outside.
Yeah.
But it feels like -4.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got holidays, folks. That means it's time for Sunday. This weekend, one day only. Get out there and have a drink and hold it high because it's New Beer's Eve. That means people who haven't had a drink in 13 years are finally having one. So celebrate that.
And now, pick out a tuna that you like and leave it on the shelf, because it's Sorry Charlie Day. Poor Charlie Tuna didn't get eaten. Poor thing, I feel terrible for him. You don't have to have tuna. You could also have an acai bowl, because it's National Acai Bowl Day. That's right, dessert for breakfast. Love it.
I don't know why I said love it at the end of that, but I feel like it was fun. All right, guys, I think that's it for episode number 11 of The Big News Show. I'm Ben Bailey.
And I'm Emma Gleason.
And we will see you next time on The Big News Show. We will not actually see you. Please keep that in mind. Thanks for watching, guys. See you next time.
Adios. Bye-bye.
Oh, wait, I didn't say what any of the movie quotes were.
Oh, okay, a little bit longer. Stay with us.
Don't leave yet. The first one was shut it down now, which is Die Hard. The actor's name is Robert Davi, and he plays an FBI agent. Might have a name, but I don't remember what his name is.
The character's name?
Yeah, I don't remember the character's name. But Robert Davi, great actor.
Excellent.
He's in The Goonies, too.
Oh, there you go.
And also friends with my lawyer.
Nice.
And the next one was My Cousin Vinny. Because you said...
Oh, what?
What is a ute? Because you said ute.
Yeah.
And it's a great scene. It's where Mr. Gambini, who is Joe Pesci's character, is like, the two utes. Okay, the two utes. And it's Fred Gwynn is the judge. And he says, Mr. Gambini, what is a ute? And he's like, Pesci's like, what? It's hilarious. I love that movie. That's such a great movie.
It's a great,
My Cousin Vinny.
Such like beautifully crafted movie.
Everybody's so good in it.
Yeah.
And it's like the perfect kind of line of like, there's a real drama. These guys are on trial for like a bad crime and shit could be really bad for them.
Yeah. Could so be you serving feel life,
that.
Right?
You feel that some, but not too much. And it's like, it's just like, they just did a great job of that.
Yeah,
movie.
It's really
good. I love that movie.
I love My Cousin Vinny.
The next one is Pulp Fiction. I'm sure you guys got that. And you guys know everything about that one. Then there's one more in there that I didn't get to write down, so I don't know what it is. And congratulations, you all got that one right. And then the
last
one.
We'll let you know
one,
in the chat.
Which means we did 5 movie quotes tonight. This is ridiculous, and I apologize. For not knowing the answer to my own question, the previous one. But the last one was from UHF, Weird Al Yankovic's movie, UHF, and a sketch called Conan the Librarian, where he's running through the library with a sword. It's like, don't you know the Dewey Decimal System? That movie has got some very funny stuff in it. All right, so there, I think we actually covered everything, finally. Okay. Guys, thanks so much again for watching. I'm Ben Bailey.
And I'm Emma Gleason.
And we're saying goodnight again for the second time. We love you guys. Keep your asses clean. Buy some stuff from the store. Like, share, subscribe. We'll see you next time.